suede laced, leather faced, that he rolled in like he owned the two-bit town. Dollar bills buzzed from his bell-bottom jeans, the population, they gathered round. Nothing this exciting since the fertilizer truck blew a front tire and landed in the creek. Everybody talking, everybody straining, trying to get a little deep. It's just the world they'll never know. Not a country fair sideshow. Reality they'll somehow never see. He's what they've tried to kill with their Bibles and their stills. But he's not weird, just a man that's being free. Paying for the gas, he quickly shouted thanks and continued on his journey all once again. Just about the time a sire fast approached and a pot-bellied sheriff, he whizzed right in. With his self-inflicted grammar, started shouting accusations at the long-haired, greasy-looking ape. While a local DJ from the 50-watt station got the whole damn thing on tape. It's just the world they'll never know. Not a country fair sideshow. Reality they'll somehow never see. He's what they've tried to kill with their Bibles and their stills. But he's not weird, just a man that's being free. The eager congregation that the devil had passed right through their nest. But the teenage girls with the locks and curls were talking about that hair upon his chest. Now the kids got the cookies while the preacher saved some souls, and the story spread to everyone in sight. Commotion was the word and everybody heard he was gone. It's just the world they'll never know. Not a country fair sideshow. Reality they'll somehow never see. He's what they've tried to kill with their Bibles and their stills. But he's not weird, just a man that's being free.